Now for our story. It had been an unusually warm day for this time of the year. It was still very comfortable at 5 o'clock, although the sun was low and the long shadows from the trees in the orchard were reaching out toward the front porch of Aunt Mary's little farmhouse. Aunt Mary was sitting there, shelling some early peas from Lefty's kitchen garden. As she sat there placidly, enjoying the moment to the full, Bill Meade's maroon sedan pulled to a stop in the drive. The young man got out and wandered over.
Hello, Aunt Mary. Gosh, you look nice. I like the picture on a magazine cover.
Oh? I thought they always went in for pretty girls. And usually in swimming suits at that.
Yeah, I guess they do at that. But I'll tell you something, Aunt Mary. I'd a whole lot rather have a picture of you in that blue checkered dress.
Yeah. I won't say I'm not flattered, because I am.
Oh, gosh, it's good to be home. Is Peggy down at the house?
No, she isn't, Bill. She ran over to the plumber's a while ago. She and Jane are putting their heads together on one of those projects of theirs.
Well, the last one I heard about, they were making hand-tool leather belts.
Before that, it was lampshade.
Well, I love the way Peggy gets carried away. She always goes into these things head over heels.
Yeah, she's always been like that, ever since she was a youngster.
She must have been a cute little kid.
She was, Bill. Pretty and just as good as could be. At least most of the time. Not that she didn't get into her share of mischief.
Yeah, I'll bet she did at that.
And my, how she and Randy used to squabble. I'd get so provoked with them. They were very fond of each other, but that didn't interfere with their having a regular free-for-all every so often.
Well, Peggy's still crazy about Randy. She won't let anybody say a word against him.
I know. She never would. It was all right for her to criticize him once in a while. But let anyone else, so much
everybody.
As even... Oh, hello, son.
Hi.
Hello.
Well, I'm really tired today.
Oh, what have you been doing, Randy?
Oh, I was putting in some fence posts on the other side of the orchard. Oh, they'll last just about forever, too.
Too bad the old ones had to be replaced. Why, it seems to me it hasn't been too many years since Lefty put the last ones in.
Yeah, I know, Mom. But these will last. They've got this new... Well, there's a long name to it, but the guys all call it Penta.
Oh, sure. They were working on it when I was in agricultural school.
It's terrific. You spray it on practically any old post, even cottonwood. Or one of those that didn't used to be worth a tinker's damn. It makes them last about 3 times as long.
Why, that's wonderful, Randy.
Yeah, these days a farmer can save himself a lot of trouble, all right, if he keeps up with modern development.
You're not kidding. You've got to be up on chemistry, physics, and a lot of other stuff besides if you really want to keep on your toes. But if you do, it sure pays off.
Yep. Oh, brother, I certainly envy you.
Me? How come, Bill? I'm just a hard-working son of toil.
Yeah, but you're not stuck inside over a desk. You can work outside. And the problems you run into aren't just on paper.
You're darn right they're not.
You know, I'd a whole lot rather be up against a good, solid, tangible stumbling block than the stuff I have to wade through. Oh, not that I don't like my job, of course. But I've really had some headaches the last couple of days. Made me wonder if I was meant to be one of those white-collar guys who has to turn up at an office every morning.
I've always figured I wasn't. And yet, Bill, I've been kind of thinking about going into some little business of my own.
No. Well, I don't see why you'd want to.
Well, here's the thing, Bill. There really isn't enough work here on Mom's place to keep 2 men busy. Lefty could take care of everything all by himself. And, you see, I'd like to have a place of my own someday. The only way to manage it would be to get my hands on some dough. And the only way to do that, it seems to me, is go into business for a while.
Yeah, I see what you mean, but... just the same, I can't see you as a cut-and-dried businessman, Randy.
With all due respect to my only son, Bill, neither can I. From what I know of him, I'm afraid he'd feel confined. As you say, being inside 4 walls all day just, well, just doesn't agree with some people.
Of course, it would be different if he went into the kind of business which combined his knowledge about land and farming with the business end of it.
What sort of business, for instance?
Well, I was thinking of real estate.
It's a possibility, Randy.
Yeah, maybe. I never thought of real estate.
Well, after all, you wouldn't have an awful lot of competition here in Wakefield. That is, except for Ben Calvert.
That's just about all I could handle. Ben's got things pretty well sewed up in this neck of the woods. Yes, for years. And yet it might be kind of fun giving that old buzzard a run for his money.
Now, look. Don't think of going into it just as a means of tormenting Ben, dear.
No, but it might be fun as a sideline.
Well, Bill may have an idea there. Why don't you think it over, Randy? Well, If you two will excuse me, I better go in and get busy on supper. I'll just gather up my things here.
Oh, I'm starved. Here you are, Ma.
Thank you, son.
When do we eat?
Soon?
You'll be well fed. Never fear.
You know, Bill, the more I think about that idea of yours, the better I like it.
Here's the thing, Randy. I could give you tips about who's thinking of buying or selling, see? Now, naturally, I couldn't disclose any state secrets so far as my work at the bank is concerned. But there's no reason why we couldn't collaborate in regard to leads and so on.
Yeah. It sure would be a big help if you could give me a line on things. Especially right at first.
Yeah, and this is a good time to start that kind of business, too, because there's a lot going on. A lot of shifting around.
That's true. Well, I'm going to think it over very seriously, Bill.
Well, it might be just the answer.
Yeah. This is the way I look at it. I'm at the age where I might as well begin to think of settling down. Marrying, if I find the right girl. As things stand, I couldn't afford a wife. Certainly got nothing to offer. Except myself, that is.
Well, I imagine there are quite a few girls who'd consider that a sufficient inducement.
Well, I don't know about that. There aren't an awful lot of gals around town, Bill. You've been wrapped up in Peggy so long, you wouldn't notice the difference. But Wakefield doesn't offer too many opportunities to the lonely bachelor.
How about Huntsville, Randy?
Huntsville?
Yeah. I was wondering about Kit.
What's she got to... Hey, what are you driving with?
Well, it's really none of my business, I guess.
No, what's on your mind? After all, you're one of the family now.
Even so, I don't want to butt in. But Peggy was a bit upset yesterday. I thought I'd like to get your slant.
About what?
Well, Peggy seems to be afraid that Kit's gotten her hooks into you. I guess that's not a very elegant way of putting it.
No, it's okay. I know what you mean. But Peg's all wrong, Bill.
Is she?
Sure.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Of course, I realize she might have a tendency to exaggerate where Kit's concerned. And then, too, she's so crazy about you that she'd hate to see Kit... Well, you know.
Yeah. I don't blame her for being pretty sensitive where Kit's concerned. Besides, she hasn't seen Kit since the custody trial, long before Kit became ill. Peg doesn't understand how much the girl's changed.
No, I suppose not. And I don't believe Peggy thinks it's possible for Kit to change, except on the surface. Her idea is that Kit has a yen for you, all right, but that she's just pretending to have reformed in order to snag you.
No, Bill. Kit really has changed, believe me. So far as her feeling for me goes, I'll admit she's kind of dependent.
Are you sure that's as far as it goes, just dependence?
Oh, she's fond of me, all right.
Yeah, that's what Peggy said. And she also said that Kit would convince you that she couldn't live without you or something, and then once she had you on the string, she'd start acting the way she used to. Of course, you realize that I'm in a funny spot on this, having once fallen for Kit's act myself.
That's okay, Bill. After all, you know a lot better than I do. So, you ought to know what I mean. I'm not the sort of person Kit would go for permanently. This feeling she thinks she has for me now, it's just the result of her illness. Once she's well again, she'll get over it. Doesn't that sound logical?
Yeah, I guess so. It sounds logical, all right. But I keep remembering something Kit said when I was over there recently. Just before I left, she told me she wished Peggy and me the best of everything. I thanked her, and I told her I hoped she'd be happy, too. Oh, don't worry about me, Bill, Kit said. You see, I found my answer.
Then you think she meant me?
Well, I can't be sure, of course. But it seems to me she did.
But maybe Bill's wrong, Randy was thinking. And yet he remembered Kit's gentleness, her warmth, the last time he'd seen her. In spite of himself, Aunt Mary's son was troubled. Suppose Kit were deeply and sincerely in love with him. How would he react?